ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Defendant Brian Koberger changed his plea to guilty today in the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students in 2022. Victims' families were split on whether they support that plea deal, which spares Koberger the death penalty. Instead, he'll be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences and waives all rights to appeal. After the hearing, Leander James, a victim's rights attorney, read a statement on behalf of Maddie Mogan's family in support of the deal.
While we know there are some who do not support it, we ask that they respect our belief that this is the best outcome possible for the victims, their families, and the state of Idaho.
In New York City, a bail hearing set in the next hour for Sean Diddy Combs. His attorneys pushing for him to be freed after a jury acquitted the music mogul on the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. Jurors found Combs guilty of prostitution-related charges. He still faces 20 years in prison. And the House is scrambling to pass the Senate-amended mega bill, but it faces hurdles in the coming days. This is ABC News. Athletic and leisure wear company Lululemon is suing Costco. That lawsuit filed in California claims the megabox chain store of selling knockoffs of some of its popular clothing. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has details.
This is very hard to win as a legal battle because they have to convince the jury that not only is the knockoff a copy, but also that people believe that it is the real deal. Lululemon is arguing that at least some consumers believe the Costco dupes are manufactured by the same authentic suppliers as the original products. Costco isn't doing anything to dispel this, according to Lululemon.
Costco has not commented on the lawsuit. Just in time for the 4th of July holiday, Waffle House announcing it's ending its 50-cent egg surcharge on its egg dishes. The popular Southern-based chain hiked prices as egg prices spiked to record highs due to bird flu causing shortages. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Our evening news sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows in the mid-60s, scattered clouds, maybe an isolated shower, and Thursday, mixed skies with highs near 90. Winds are out of the east at 5 to 8, and it's 87 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled 4-3 that the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it, and it was never repealed. Conservatives argued that the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe reactivated the prohibition. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call sued, arguing that a 1985 state law that prohibits abortions after viability essentially repealed the ban. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin joined a multi-state lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of two nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address long-standing shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce implementation of key mental health initiatives. These programs were first established after the tragic school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and expanded after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, when a bipartisan Congress appropriated $1 billion in order to permanently bring 14,000 mental health professionals into the schools that needed it the most. The Department of Education awarded grants spanning a 5-year project period and makes yearly decisions to continue each grant's funding. Under its regulations, the Department of Education is supposed to consider the grantee's performance when deciding whether to continue funding. The programs have delivered. According to the National Association of School Psychologists, grantees served nearly 775,000 students and hired nearly 1,300 school mental health professionals during the first year of funding. NASP also found a 50% reduction in suicide risk at high-need schools, decreases in absenteeism and behavioral issues, and increases in positive student-staff engagement based on data from sampled programs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a 5-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029, but with Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support. As a result, the agency has frozen all grant activities and withdrawn planned sub-grants. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health has produced a statewide report revealing that fire departments across Wisconsin, especially in rural areas, are facing serious challenges that threaten their ability to respond to emergencies reliably, safely, and efficiently. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service report, based on contributions from 418 fire chiefs representing 52% of departments statewide, highlights a growing crisis in staffing, funding, and training that could impact public safety if not addressed. Key findings show 85% of rural fire departments operate entirely with volunteers. Over 80% of firefighters receive little or no monetary compensation. 62% of departments are worried they will be unable to adequately staff their first due apparatuses in the next year. 49% reported responding to building alarm calls with fewer than the required 4 firefighters in the past year, and 34% lack sufficient funding to pay their projected expenses. Fire chiefs interviewed recommend regionalizing or consolidating fire departments to merge staff, budgets, and resources, offer tax incentives to support firefighter recruitment and retention, expand access to training, especially in rural areas, and allow more flexible funding mechanisms for local governments. Wisconsin Office of Rural Health says correcting these deficiencies is going to require elected leaders to prioritize significant investment into community fire departments. It is also likely that many communities will need to regionalize services to share cost. There is a demonstrated need for investment in the workforce through additional funding for wages and training. Any investment in community safety is also a jobs program, creating much-needed jobs in small towns and rural areas still recovering from the recession. The Wisconsin legislature has come through in the past for EMS and has implemented changes to help local governments improve EMS capacity. The Wisconsin Office for Rural Health says similar prioritization is needed to sustain Wisconsin's fire service. Madison police arrested a woman who allegedly attacked a person using an electric weapon. 18-year-old Jayla Stubbs is accused of pulling out that weapon early Sunday morning during a confrontation with the victim. Police got a report of the fight just before 2 a.m., and when officers arrived, the male victim said Stubbs pulled the weapon and sparked it several times before attacking him. Stubbs pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges of possession of an electric weapon, battery, and disorderly conduct. The Riverdale School District was awarded the Outstanding Agricultural Education Program in the state of Wisconsin for 2025 at the Wisconsin Association of Agricultural Educators Banquet on June 25th. Programs were evaluated on key areas such as curriculum, experiential learning, leadership opportunities, partnerships, and more. Riverdale Ag teacher and FFA advisor Callie Coe said, quote, "I worked hard for this, but so have my family, my students, my administration, our district, and our community. Thank you for helping me provide opportunities for our students to become college, career, and life ready." Whether your Independence Day celebrations include fireworks, barbecues, pools, or parties, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2024, there were 137 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than a quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The simplest way to safely enjoy fireworks is to watch community shows run by professionals. However, if you choose to set off your own fireworks, Ready Wisconsin asks people to remember: obey local laws and permitting requirements for the use of fireworks. Always use fireworks outside and have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. For ground-based fireworks, be at least 35 feet away. Sometimes fireworks don't go off, but the duds continue to pose a risk. Never attempt to relight or approach a failed firework. Let the duds sit for 5 to 10 minutes before you put them in a bucket of water. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors, close the curtains or blinds, and turn on the TV or radio to provide a distraction. Only light one firework at a time. Lighting multiple fireworks at the same time increases the risk of accidents occurring from the fuse burning faster than designed. Consider safer alternatives to fireworks, such as party poppers, bubbles, silly string, or glow sticks. Fireworks safety is just one piece of the puzzle for a safe holiday celebration. Barbecues, road trips, and pool parties are also popular activities. Keep yourself and your family safe with these additional tips. If you are traveling, pack an emergency kit in your car with items such as bottled water, snacks, and a cell phone charger. Check 511 Wisconsin for traffic-related information. Never leave people or pets in a parked car, even briefly. Temperatures inside a parked vehicle can climb to life-threatening levels within minutes. On an 80-degree Fahrenheit day, the temperature inside a parked car, even with windows cracked slightly open, can reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit in less than 10 minutes. Make sure an adult is present to supervise pool activities and flotation devices are used when appropriate. When cooking outdoors, remember to keep grills at least 3 feet away from your home or any structure that can catch fire. Keep a fire extinguisher nearby and maintain a child-free and pet-free safe zone around the grill while it's hot. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts will host its 23rd annual Woodlanders Gathering July 10th through 13th in the heart of Mineral Point. Whether a beginner or an experienced craftsperson, the retreat promises an enjoyable, creative time with over 30 nature-based workshops and a community of instructors. Options include rustic furniture, felting and dyeing, mosaic leatherwork, wood carving, papermaking, and bookbinding. Try your hand at blacksmithing, art with found objects, a community sing, and garden art with milkweed pods. Mornings begin with coffee and treats on the Art Cafe patio, and there are lunches on the green, and the incredible Woodlanders Silent Auction features rustic arts, nature crafts, books, tools, and more, all benefiting Shake Rag Alley's mission. Woodlanders day fees of $115 include a choice of available workshops, lunches on the green, snacks, and beverages. Half-day registrations for workshops are only $60. Friday and Saturday dinners are an additional $10 each. The deadline to register for workshops is July 7th. In addition to the Saturday Woodlanders schedule, Stay Tuned will be performing at Alley Stage at 6. They deliver a varied repertoire of classic country and western swing tunes, featuring interpretations of well-known songs from Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, Hank Williams, and other greats. Tickets are $13 and can be purchased online or at the door. For more information about Woodlanders, shakeragalley.org/ annual-retreat/woodlanders or call 608-987-3292. You can help prevent the spread of invasive jumping worms in Wisconsin. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the invasive species native to eastern Asia first popped up in Wisconsin in 2013. Jumping worms alter the soil and create a challenging environment for growing plants and trees and establishing lawns. You can help prevent the spread of jumping worms by cleaning your equipment when moving from one site to another, inspecting plant materials before installing, and ensuring wood chips and mulch are sourced from responsible suppliers. More information can be found on DATCAP's website.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret A. Liska, 89 of rural Waniwok, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this evening from now until 7. Margaret A. Liska, 89 of rural Waniwok.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a partly sunny and pleasant day today, hey? Those temperatures smack the mid-80s and winds were out of the west. Not too shabby. Now tonight, we've got scattered clouds starting to move in and maybe an isolated shower is possible. Otherwise, really not much going on. Winds are pretty calm and lows fall to the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, mixed skies and becoming rather muggy. And those high temperatures flirting with 90. Winds will be a touch feisty out of the southwest and partly cloudy skies continue through the night too. Staying humid tomorrow night, isolated showers are possible. Lows drop to about 70. Then for the 4th of July, on Friday, it's going to be a steamy and sunny one. The heat index reaching the upper 90s by the afternoon. Actual temperatures in the low 90s. Winds slightly breezy out of the southwest, around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Otherwise, honestly, a dry day. All the weather holds off, so the small shower and thunder chance early, and then the cold front hits on Saturday. It's going to be bringing more clouds, showers and storms likely, and they could be heavy at times too. High temperatures, right about those mid-80s. Then much more comfortable after that passes on Sunday, scraping the low 80s. A few showers could linger early in the morning, but otherwise it'll become partly sunny and stay cooler. We're only going to flirt with about 80 degrees on both Monday and Tuesday. And we're actually dry too. Monday, partly cloudy and comfortable. And then Tuesday, slightly becoming sticky again with more humidity starting to seep in with showers and thunderstorms at times. So again, rain chances really tomorrow night, Saturday, and again on Tuesday. With that heat cranked up tomorrow for Friday, still hanging on Saturday and becoming much more comfortable into next week. Stay safe and I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Don't forget to stay hydrated, especially on those steamy days. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly cloudy 88 degrees, and that is slightly down from a high today of 90, our morning low 59. Yesterday's high was 86 and no precipitation. Record high on this day, 98, set back all the way in 1911. A record low of 40 degrees was set back in 1968. Last year on this day, our high was 68 and our low was 60. Sunset today will be at 8:45, sunrise tomorrow at 5:26. No precipitation, the barometer still falling as it is at 30.1, and northeast winds are at 5 to 7. Again, it's 88 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's evening sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. In Church League softball yesterday, it was Church of the Nazarene defeating Basketball Assembly of God 12-6. Zach Harris was 4-for-4 in the win, and Scott Dilley was 3-for-5. And as well as Chance Castle going 3-for-3 with a triple to lead Basketball, and Brady Blado also went 3-for-3. The Mission jumped out to a 12-1 lead after two innings and went on to a 22-7 win over Free Methodist. Matt Hatfield was 5-for-5. Alyssa Gander was 4-for-4. And Jamie Johnson tallied three hits, including a triple and five RBIs. Andy Niemeyer was 3-for-3 for Free Methodist. Adam Burns and Nathan Phillips each went 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Richland Baptist Temple 1 defeated Richland Baptist Temple 2, 12-7. Jenny Fretz was 2-for-3 on the night, and Sean Kolsch was 3-for-3. And St. Mary's got the win over Knights of Columbus 19-16. Ryan Plumer and Jordan Keegan both went 4-for-4 with two RBIs. Father Nate Kuhn, in his Church League debut, went 3-for-4 with two RBIs and had some great plays at shortstop. Thomas Honer had four hits for the KCs, while Grace Community had a bye. Next week's games will have on the East Diamond on July 8th, starting off with 7 o'clock's game of Grace Community taking on Knights of Columbus. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. Following that, it'll be Richland Baptist Temple 2 taking on the Mission while Grace Community umpires. On the West Diamond, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will take on Free Methodist while Basketball Assembly of God will umpire. And after that, it's St. Mary's taking on Basketball Assembly of God while Free Methodist umpires. Church of the Nazarene will have a bye.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions, and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Brewers are in the middle of a doubleheader today, their first game being held earlier on, as the Brewers came away with a 7-2 win. Joey Ortiz hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the sixth inning as the Brewers got the win over the New York Mets 7-2 in the opener of the day. Sal Frelick launched his first career leadoff homer, and Freddie Peralta pitched six innings of two-hit ball to win his fourth straight start. Brewers rookie Isaac Collins went 4-for-4 with a home run and a walk as Milwaukee won for the ninth time in 11 games and improved to 13-2 in its last 15 regular season matchups with the Mets. New York has dropped 14 of 17 overall and been outscored 37-6 during its four-game losing streak.
The next game will be starting not too long from now with a 6:10 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Projections are through the roof for new Packer wide receiver Matthew Golden. He is the first pass catcher the team has taken in the first round of the NFL draft in 23 years. Using the grading system from NFL.com, career projections suggest Golden could eventually exceed the production of Davante Adams, a former Packer. A2ZSports.com reports that a 6.42 rating for Golden equates to a player who will become a good starter within 2 years. The only other player drafted by Green Bay in the last 12 years who was in that category was Adams, who played in the Pro Bowl 5 times. The Wisconsin men's basketball team has added more size and experience to the roster. 6'9" forward Elijah Gray comes to Madison through the transfer portal from Temple. He will be a senior. Gray averaged 9 points and 4 rebounds while playing an average of 20 minutes per game last season. He has appeared in 86 NCAA Division I games. A person with knowledge of the details says the New York Knicks have offered the coaching job to Mike Brown and are working to finalize a deal with the 2-time NBA Coach of the Year, as Brown would replace Tom Thibodeau, who was fired last month despite leading the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. Also, Clayton Kershaw is set to make history for the LA Dodgers tonight. The 37-year-old pitcher needs just 3 strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox to reach 3,000 for his career, becoming the 20th pitcher in MLB history to achieve the milestone. Kershaw has spent all 18 seasons with the Dodgers and remains a key player despite injuries and age. The 3-time Cy Young Award winner has helped stabilize the Dodgers pitching staff this season. His family, including his wife Ellen and their children, will be present at Dodger Stadium for the milestone moment. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timstock Auction Realty. Reminder, we will be having a hay sale July 2nd, and we will close on Thursday at 12 noon, and we will be closed all day Friday, July 4th. Have a happy holiday. Machinery, gates, feeders, and more online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres located in Bagley, Wisconsin. Online only auction up and running right now. Check out our website for more details. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hogs were mixed Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on commercial and technical buying following the lead of soybean oil, which was up on biofuels demand expectations and the strength in crude oil. U.S. crop development conditions continue to look largely favorable. August beans were up 23 and 3 quarters at 1053 and a half. September was 21 and a quarter higher at 1039 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal was up $3.10 at 276.80. August soybean oil is 136 points higher at 55.02. Corn was higher. It started lower, but bounced back and oversold signals and solid demand. Ethanol production and stocks were down in the week, up on the year. September corn was 12 higher at 418, and December was 11.5 higher at 433.5. And wheat was higher on commercial and technical buying, watching the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat conditions, also oversold, and the trade is monitoring a harvest in parts of Europe and the Black Sea region. September Chicago was 15 higher at 564. September Kansas City was up 11 at 542 and a quarter. September Minneapolis wheat on Wednesday was 20 and a half higher at 649. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up at midday, watching direct cash cattle business start to get going. Still, that trade during the session was pretty light. August live is up $1.70 at $212.45, and October was $1.90 higher at $209.70. August feeders were up $3 at $309.02. September feeder cattle were $3.22 higher at $308.87. And hogs were mixed on these steady to higher cash during the session and the lower midday pork out of Thursday's export sales numbers from the USDA. August was up 95 cents at $107.90, and October was 42 higher at $93. We'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Light round of direct cash cattle trade business on Wednesday. Deals in Nebraska were marked at $230 to $231 live, steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages, and $368 to $370 dress, steady to $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis. Live deals in the South were marked at $224, about a dollar lower than the previous week's business. Box beef ended the day mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 74 cents at $394.86. Select was a quarter higher at $380.31. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs ended the day higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 51 cents with a weighted average of 112.06. The Iowa Minnesota closed 6 cents higher with a weighted average of 111.51. And the Western Corn Belt was up 65 cents with a weighted average of 112.06. Pork values closed lower, down $1.55 at $110.75. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A market analyst says the weather forecast looks favorable across the Corn Belt as the U.S. corn crop goes through pollination. Jody Lawrence is with Strategic Trading Advisors.
No excessive heat, plenty of soil moisture. The Western Corn Belt got a lot of good rain over the last week, 10 days, to help their soil profiles. The big picture, it's weather.
More news is next.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/ssi to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A pathologist is encouraging growers to scout for red crown rot as the disease spreads. Michigan State University's Marty Chilvers tells Brownfield,
I probably would suspect it's here in Michigan. We probably just haven't found it yet.
An Extension field crops entomologist with the University of Illinois says some farmers are battling spider mites this year. Nick Sider says the pest thrives in dry conditions.
Spider mites are the one that I get concerned about that can really cause a lot of injury. Very heavily driven by drought stress and high temperatures, which we're in right now.
U.S. ethanol numbers were mixed last week. Production averaged 1,076,000 barrels per day, a five-week low, and down 5,000 on the week, but up 12,000 on the year. U.S. ethanol stocks of 24.1 million barrels were 290,000 lower than the previous week. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
Cool, wet weather has shifted weed pressure for many growers this season. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Purdue University Extension weed scientist Tommy Butts shares how weed control is evolving in 2025 and why sticking with full-rate herbicide programs remains critical for long-term success in the field. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
University Extension weed scientist says this year's rapid weather changes created ideal conditions for crop injury from some residual herbicides. Tommy Butt says several soybean fields across Indiana saw early season injury.
I was getting a lot of phone calls and text messages and things of, you know, crop injury from a lot of our what I'll call heavier duty pre-residual herbicides. So things like Flumioxazin, Metribuzin, Sulfentrazone, even, you know, some of the group 15s like Epetolachlor or Dual. And we started seeing quite a bit of injury pop up from those this year. And unfortunately, it just happened that we had a bad weather here. It was cool and wet, and so a lot of our crops were having to sit there and try and metabolize those herbicides. 9 times out of 10, the injury that we see from those ends up being cosmetic and doesn't affect our yield at the end of the year.
He tells Brownfield growers shouldn't scale back their herbicide programs.
We don't want to move away from those products, even though we had some injury pop up this year, because there's multiple modes of action there. They help delay, you know, resistance evolution, and we want to use full rates to make sure that we're not just beating some of these weeds low doses.
Butts tells Brownfield wet weather conditions have created additional weed pressure this year.
I don't know that it's created more weed pressure, but I think it's changed the weed pressure. So, you know, with cool, wet conditions, it's made for a very bad giant ragweed year. Those are cool season weeds. They pop out normally in that, you know, end of March, beginning of April, you know, mid-April time frame, and normally they go away pretty quick because we get hot. Well, we never got hot, so they just kind of kept coming.
He says uneven crop development could complicate weed control efforts for the rest of the growing season.
That's going to create a whole lot of open windows for some of these weeds to pop up late season, like the water hemp and the morning glories and the bird cucumbers. Now that we've kind of switched into these hot conditions, now water hemp's really trying to come on. So I would say I don't know that it was worse than a normal year. I think it was just different weeds, and some of them, especially giant ragweed, likes to... You can see it a whole lot easier earlier than something like water hemp that maybe takes a little bit to get up to size before you see it. I don't think it's been a worse year up until now. It very well could get worse, though, the rest of the year here with a lot of the delayed canopy development that we have.
Bud says consistent use of residual herbicides help maintain the effectiveness of each product. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Hartshe Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Hartshe Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Archie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Archie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
It's 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock as you are tuned in here to WRCO with me. That's right, Bo Hendricks with you for a little while longer. But for now, I am with you as, well, the Brewers are getting ready for Game 2 today. Hopefully they have enough juice left in the tank, gas left in the tank, to make it through another game. That will be getting underway with a 6:10 first pitch time over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. You can look forward to still tonight, Hill Country Classic Power holding a meeting at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And then tomorrow, the Lone Rock Farmers Market will be held from 3:30 to 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. Back to music now. Here's a little Faith Hill for you.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name.
to a home with a gentle touch. She showed them how to walk and how to stand and how to work with what you're given. Like a storybook, it's written in her hands. In her hands, there's peace and understanding. In her hand, the love that's everlasting. Others before, from the years of working hard, his hands are calloused and sore. But he suffers through the hardships of living off the land. Like a labor of love, puts on his gloves, prays to God and leaves it.
Best weekend is what summer's all about. And Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
Yeah, 7 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour is looking outside, some sunshine, and we're still at a high of 80, or we're still at 87, our high actually for the day, 90. So it is still pretty warm out there. So, you know, enjoy the heat, or enjoy the sunshine while it's here, though, for the day. Could be seeing some rain tonight and maybe some tomorrow. Right now, here's Chase McDaniel.
Learn my lesson.
sand. Red Solo wine in your hand, just kicking back with no plan. Watching the waves crashing in, the glow of the night on your skin. You say my name in the wind. Sounds like a memory to me. Strap falling down on your dress, mind racing where it goes next, heart beating out of my chest. Sounds like a memory to me. You, me, the moon and the breeze. The feel of your lips coming close. I won't forget it.
Fitzgerald, sounds like a memory. The news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks. And Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From the field to finish, they've got you covered.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has denied bail for Sean Diddy Combs. It follows the jury's split verdict earlier, acquitting Combs on the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, and finding him guilty of prostitution-related charges. ABC's Rena Roy is outside federal court in Lower Manhattan and has more on the bail hearing.
We are told that Combs had a big smile on his face. He was hugging his defense attorneys, and prosecutors, they were also smiling, so it seems like overall pretty joyous. Of course, the mood probably switched as soon as this news came in from the judge. Prosecutors argued that this is a violent man who should not be released.
Sentencing is set for the fall. Brian Koberger, the defendant in the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students, changed his plea to guilty on all counts today. That deal allows him to avoid the death penalty. Koberger instead will face four consecutive life sentences. And the House facing a heavy lift to pass the amended Senate mega budget bill with Republican infighting. This is ABC News.